ends tonight with the regular season finale as we come your way this evening from Cedar Rapids Kennedy High School as we get ready for Mississippi Valley Conference basketball this evening, as it'll be the Iowa City High Little Hawks taking on the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars on the final night of the basketball regular season in the MVC. Great to have you with us, Scott Unash, alongside former Prairie coach Phil Dunn, as we get ready for this one. An opportunity for Iowa City High to be crowned the division champions of the Mississippi Valley Conference Mississippi Division. They have a chance to do that here tonight, either win it outright, tie it, or come up one game short, depending how this game and one other takes place and pans out. Dubuque Wallert and Cedar Rapids Xavier also meeting tonight. And Xavier and City High in a flat-footed tie right now at the top of the Mississippi Division. They both sit at 9-6 in conference play. City High 12-8. Xavier, though, at 13-7. And it will not be an easy task for either one of those schools tonight as they face very, very stiff competition. Phil, you always want a chance to play for a conference championship, and that's exactly what the City High Little Hawks have a chance to do tonight.
Put themselves in a position here to gain a little bit of hardware, I guess you would say. And they've done it in a way kind of like where you beat the teams you thought they were going to beat, and then they got an upset along the way, too, by beating Iowa City West not too all long ago. And a lot of accomplishments for these Little Hawks, too, because they've got Don Showalter here, who just got a 600th win the other night. So they've checked a lot of boxes along the way this year, and this would be another one that they could put in their trophy case.
Yeah, congratulations to Coach Showalter. He won his 600th, and, of course, the long career. He had so many great teams at Mid-Prairie, down in Wellman, in that area for the Golden Hawks, making trips to the Veterans Auditorium and Wells Fargo Arena for the state boys basketball tournament. Now has really done a good job turning around the fortunes at Iowa City High. So congratulations to Show on winning his 600th game. Won't be easy tonight to get a division championship, though. They run into a Kennedy team, and we've seen them all throughout the year, Phil. This is a Kennedy team that has had the talent. They just, a few things have gone wrong in each game, or they haven't been able to be consistent. Well, the consistency is starting to pick up. Kennedy has strung together three straight wins, all three on the road, by the way, at Jefferson, at Dubuque Hempstead, and at Waterloo West, a team they're going to turn around and play on Monday night. They won on Tuesday up in Waterloo, 61-54. Kennedy comes in 9-11 and 7-8 in conference play, but not real gaudy numbers right there. But if you said that's what Kennedy would be going into the final night of the regular season about a month ago, people might not have agreed with you.
No, they've done a nice job kind of righting the ship, so to speak, Scott. And they had some injuries along the way, too. They had, I believe it was Gerling was out with an ankle injury, and then Gardner broke his ankle. He's one of their seniors who was getting a lot of minutes in the backcourt. He's on crutches down there right now as they go through warm-ups. But those two players being out led to some rocky moments, but it also gave another opportunity for them to play Jackson Foley, the young sophomore. 5'5", coming out there, and Coach McCowan in the pregame talked about how that's kind of helped them after he's got in the games and got some experience. He's not been real big in the box score and scoring points and that sort of stuff, but he kind of gets them settled down and gets them going in the right direction, especially against teams that like to press them. It's cut down on their turnovers, which they've had a problem with this year.
Yeah, and for these two teams coming in, you can see why City High has been successful so far this year. City High coming in at 12-8, 9-6 in conference play. City High with 273 assists to only 168 turnovers. And that's pretty outstanding as far as high school basketball is concerned. And you couple that with 116 steals, and they're getting a lot more opportunities for possessions.
Yeah, it is, Scott. They value their possessions. We saw them earlier this year at Cedar Rapids Prairie, and they got a victory in that ball game as well. And you could tell that they were going to get the shot that Coach Showalter wants them to get. They're not going to be in a big hurry going up and down the floor. You know, they're going to average 57, 58 points a ball game, somewhere in that neighborhood. But then they shoot the ball pretty well from the field, too, 48%, 36% behind the three-point line. But Their downfall a little bit has been at the free throw line. As a team, they're shooting under 60%. They're at 59%. And that's something that could catch up to them in close game situations.
They're a team that doesn't like to shoot a lot of perimeter threes, about maybe 10 or 11 per game. But you don't need to when you got 6'9", Micah Martin on the interior, and he's been outstanding as of late, averaging about 12 points a game, almost 8 rebounds per contest, pulls down almost 4 offensive rebounds per game, and he can change things inside. And then you put it together with Naeem Smith running the show, who's been outstanding so far this year. 5.5 assists per game to lead the Little Hawks, one of the best in the Mississippi Valley Conference. You get a guard and a center on the same page, that's usually a recipe for success.
It is, and Smith, he talked about his assists, that, you know, 5.5 a game out there, and only 41 turnovers on the year so far coming into tonight's ball game. 32 steals to go along with it. You know, he's got almost as many steals as he has turnovers on the year. You think about that statistic, that doesn't happen very often for a lot of these basketball players in today's age. But he really is the rudder that steers the ship for him out there, and he scores some points for him too. But he's very contented at setting up other people. They got balance too. You mentioned Martin. They got ringing out there. It's 8.5 points a game. Jason Jones, 8 points a game, going along with Henry Mulligan at about 11 points a game. So they got different players on different nights that can step up and hurt you offensively.
For the Kennedy Cougars, Derek Diggins and Drake Brewster leading the way, both in double figures. Diggins coming off the bench as a sixth man, 12.5 points per game for the sophomore. And for Drake Brewster, he's up to just under 12 points per ball game. Both get to the free throw line quite a bit, and it'll be interesting to see how they go up against Micah Martin in the paint here in this one tonight. But I think the X factor for Kennedy, and he had a great night on Thursday, or a Tuesday, I beg your pardon, is Michael Bassinius. When he gets the hot hand from outside, he's as lethal as anybody. 42 made threes in the year, shooting 36% out there, and he certainly had it going Tuesday night up at Waterloo.
Yeah, and he's a kind of game-changer type player out there. Like you said, he can really stretch the defense. City High is going to have to do a job of identifying him, whether it's in transition or out of any kind of a half-court offense or set play that they like to run, because he'll back up. He'll be 2-3 steps behind that three-point line for sure, and he's not afraid to pull the trigger out there with Bassanius. And you mentioned Brewster and Diggins. They like to break people down off the dribble in isolation or one-on-one situations and draw the fouls. We saw that against Cedar Rapids Washington at the end of the game, or excuse me, Cedar Rapids Jefferson, I believe it was, at the end of the ball game, where Brewster broke him down off the dribble and got the lean into him and got a chance for a three-point play that ultimately won the game for Kennedy right at the very end. So those two are very capable of doing that in a one-on-one situation, and those other guys are good spot-up shooters.
Kennedy Cougars and the Iowa City High Little Hawks going at it tonight here from Kennedy, the final night of the Mississippi Valley Conference regular season. High school basketball is presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM. Check them out online at firstfedcu.com. And thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charlstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. We get into the tournaments coming up next week. City High and Kennedy in different substates. City High, the number 2 seed in the substate that includes number 1 seed at Iowa City West. And they will get a bye in the first round, so City High is going to get 8 days off before their next game. Kennedy turns around and plays on Monday night at a neutral site. They will be at Waterloo East taking on Waterloo West in the Wahawks. So that'll be the 6:30 game coming up at Fred J. Miller Gymnasium in Waterloo on Monday night. So a quick turnaround for the Cougars, and that's why a few years ago they decided to move the last night of the conference from Friday night to Thursday night.
Yeah, and so you get it. Some of those teams are going to be playing on those Mondays, as you say, Scott. So plus it gives them a break in there if they needed to have a makeup game or something like that because of weather. If they were forced to do it, they could go to that Friday if they absolutely had to. But you know, this time you got two different philosophies, Scott. If you're playing well, you want to keep on playing. You don't necessarily like that 8-day break like City High is going to have, unless you're a little bit nicked up or got some illnesses going on or anything like that. That's nice to get a break and go from there. But you got to get them going again at tournament time then, where the other team has come through and played their first game of the tournament, maybe got some of those tournament jitters out of the way.
Kennedy and City High set to go at it. The other games tonight in the Mississippi Valley Conference, it'll be Cedar Rapids Prairie at Cedar Falls tonight. Washington is at Dubuque Senior coming up tonight. Also, we mentioned it'll be Xavier at Dubuque Wallert coming up this evening. A lot riding on that one. Hempstead is at West. It's on 106.3 FM down in Iowa City tonight. And if West High wins, they win the Valley Division title outright. If they lose, Linmar's got an opportunity to tie them up, and Linmar will be at home against Waterloo West coming up this evening. And Cedar Rapids Jefferson may be playing as well as anybody. They are at home to take on Waterloo East coming up tonight. We mentioned if City High wins, Xavier loses, City High wins an outright championship tonight in the Mississippi Division. If both Xavier and City High win, they will tie for the top. If Xavier wins, City High loses, Saints get it. So pretty simple coming down to the last night.
Fun for those teams that are involved in the chase for the championship. Gives you one more thing to go out there and get your focus on. And, not many teams get a chance to bring that Mississippi Valley Conference trophy home. You want to be part of it.
Final night for action in the conference, and this is the final game for the seniors for Kennedy on their home floor. They had senior night a little bit earlier on this year. But this will be the last time they get a chance to play here on their home court. We're going to take a one-minute break, come back, set the starting lineups, add the keys to tonight's Mississippi Valley Conference finale. The City High Little Hawks and the Kennedy Cougars set to go at it from Kennedy. Back in a minute here on KGYM Sports.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Back with you here at Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, let's set our starting lineups. They're brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance at 3700 First Avenue Northeast. And you can call them at 774-4620. For Iowa City High and the Little Hawks, 12-8 on the year, 9-6 in the MVC. They will go with, at 1-4, number 24, Niall Ringen, a 6'2 senior. Ringen averaging 8.4 points. Second on the team with 38 made threes, shooting 39% from beyond the arc. Also, at a forward, it'll be number 23, Jason Jones, 6'2", and a senior. Right at 8 points per ball game, shooting 53% from the field. At center, number 51, is Micah Martin, the 6'9", senior. 11.6 points and just about 8 rebounds a game. And the guards at the point, number 5, Naeem Smith, 5'10", and a junior. 10.5 points per ball game, 5.5 assists, and number 10, Henry Mulligan, a 5'11 senior, averaging 10.9 points per game. The head coach for City High, he won his 600th on Tuesday, is Don Showalter. And right now, we honor America with our national anthem. national anthem. The Cougars starting lineup tonight. Kennedy at 9 and 11, 7 and 8 in the conference. Three guards, Michael Pacinius, number 30, the 6-foot senior, sharp shooting 3-point man at 8.2 points per game. Also to guard, number 5, Derek Gerling, a 5'11 senior. Number 10, Matt Burst, 6'1 and a junior. And up front, it'll be number 2, Drake Brewster, the 6'5 junior. And Adam Wall, number 43, the 6'10 senior. And the keys to tonight.
Well, number one, I think that's going to, for Kennedy, limit the turnovers. If you can keep those turnovers down, have quality possessions, it's going to help your offense, obviously. It's going to help your defense, too. You're going to keep possessions. You're not going to City High on the run out. For City High, they're going to want to get the ball inside to Michael Martin. He's going to be a load to handle in the interior for the Kennedy Cougars. Adam Wall needs to stay out of foul trouble. We've seen that before. He gets into foul trouble early. He's the one player for Kennedy that's got some length that can go up against him on the inside.
City High in the road, black uniforms with the white numbers, white letters. City High cursive on the front, trimmed in red, and the double red stripes on the side. And for the Kennedy Cougars, their home whites with the green and gold trim, green letters, green numbers, trimmed in gold with Kennedy across the front and the green striping down the shorts. Just about set to get it underway, as it'll be Adam Wall and Micah Martin to tip it up. The two tallest guys in the Mississippi Valley Conference don't meet till the final night of the regular season.
A little bit of poetic justice there, Scott.
Wall at 6'10", and it's Martin at 6'9", and Kennedy wins the tap as the Cougars will go to the bucket to our left, high atop the Kennedy gym here tonight. Crossover dribble on the drive. Gerling takes it all the way in and scores as he went around Mulligan. A little duck under move under Martin.
He challenged the big fella in the lane area that time. Nice little nifty move. Going to his left, but finishes with his right.
2-0 for the Kennedy Cougars. It'll be City High basketball as they go to the bucket to our right. Jones bounced over to Naeem Smith. Kennedy in that jump and switch man-to-man. Inside to Martin. They double him immediately and traveled with it as he tried to make a little spin move inside. And City High turns it over for the first time.
Lost his balance as he went in the interior. A little bit of contact that forced him off and lost his footwork a little bit.
Kennedy will walk it up, and the Cougars with the 2-0 lead. Burst, quick pass inside to Wall, posting up, goes up with a shot, rimming no, and the rebound on the weak side out of there to Jason Jones. Gets it quickly to Smith. Now the skip pass cross court to Mulligan. We mentioned Kennedy man-to-man. Jones backs his way in. Now gets it back to the center circle. And now Smith will set it up. Brewster on him, but Kennedy will jump all over the place and come up with some weird combinations.
Yeah, they switch every screen out there, so they can have the littlest guy on the floor guarding the biggest.
Behind the screen, Smith stop-and-go dribble. Yo-yos it out top. Now gets it to Mulligan. Drives on Burst, and Burst with the little body foul out front.
Yeah, Burst relaxing a little bit up there when he cut his... offensive player caught the ball, and City High recognized it and put the ball on the floor and drew the foul.
So it'll be Niall ringing inbound right in front of the Cougar bench. Minute and a half into the game, give and go. Back to ringing, and he errs the three. They fight for it on the far side, goes out of bounds. It'll be Cougar basketball.
Well, that was an out-of-bounds set, Scott. That sideline, he inbounded it, and nobody guarding him. He steps back in. They give it back to him. Not badly executed, they just didn't make the shot.
Yeah, Ringen usually a pretty good three-point shooter, but missed everything on that one. Gerling to Vicenius. He'll take a baseline, cut off by Smith. Bounce high post now to Brewster. Reverse it over to Gerling. Drives on Mulligan, takes a free throw line, leaves it for Brewster. Drives into the lane, cut off. Bounce pass underneath the wall, off-balance shot, no good. Got his own rebound, high off the glass, no good. Third effort, no. And we've got a tied ball on the rebound. And it's going to go to City.
Sticking with it in there, Adam Wall. He just couldn't get it to go. I think, you know, a little bit of contact in the interior where Micah Martin was straight up in there. But the little chest bump threw Wall off just enough he couldn't connect.
Nick Deere, 6'1 junior, coming in for the Cougars and also coming in for Kennedy. Will be Derek Diggins, leading scorer off the bench. A 6'2 sophomore. Kennedy with some pressure. City High breaks it inside to Martin. Bodies hit the deck, and he gets a little finger roll as Diggins to get the charge.
I said play on that time. Coach McCowan talking to the officials, asking for that.
2-2 game. Deere up front. Diggins Little head and shoulder fake, gets it to Bassinius. Now in the high post, Beyer all the way down the lane as he just checked in as well and went right by Martin and got the layup.
Showing his athleticism and explosiveness out there.
Sean Beyer, the future Iowa Hawkeye football player at 6'5 and a senior, makes it 4-2 Kennedy. City High, not a real deep team. Off the clear out. Smith on the drive. Right hand poke shot. Good from the left of the paint.
Under control. Gets by that initial defender. Help comes a little bit late. He finds the gap. Knocks it down.
Off the clear out. Diggins rises for three. No good. But the deep kicker comes out to Kennedy. Brewster. Jab step right of the circle. Gets the Beyer screen. Puts up the 17-footer. Too strong. And Naeem Smith with the rebound for City High. Long up court pass. Now they lob it underneath. And it's broken up by Beyer. And the alley-oop there to Micah Martin. And it was broken up.
And Beyer comes down at the last second on a dead sprint to knock that ball away. It was also played by Beyer to break it up.
Matt Burst back in for Kennedy. And Jackson Foley, the 5'5 sophomore, will come in for the Cougars. Inbound to Ringen. Jump pass over the left baseline. Jones will try the jumper and buries it for 10.
Yeah, a little bit of room. Didn't need much space. Tough shot along that baseline. No bank board there. Good touch.
6-4 lead. Foley out front. Picked up by Ringen. Burst to Deer. They work the perimeter. Over to Diggins. Got cut off. With 4:23 to play here in the opening quarter. Here's Deer with Mulligan on him. Out to Foley. He'll try it for three. In and out, no good. And Martin flies in to get the rebound.
That was touching the rim, or touching the net, it seemed like.
Kick out to Ringen for three. And this time he connects from the far corner. And City High up 9-4.
Ringen can get going on the perimeter. That's going to open things up for Martin in the interior.
Here's Diggins for three. For the answer, in and out, no good. Deer chases it down, gets it to Diggins. He's stripped on the way up. Out of bounds, it'll stay with the Cougars.
Well, Kennedy's been very active on the offensive glass so far. They're getting multiple opportunities. It's their fourth offensive rebound.
Charles Johnson in for City High for the first time. A 6'4 junior, and off the inbound, a chance of a three-point play for Kennedy.
City High looked like they kind of zoned that one up there, and Sean Beyer find the soft spot, the gap out there. Defense reacting late, reaching in, get the foul call.
Ringen picks up his first foul. Deer out, Brewster back in, and Beyer with a chance at the three-point play. On the way, free throw, front iron and good for Sean Beyer. And now Adam Wall will come back in, and Beyer with a quick five off the bench for Kennedy.
Good minutes there for Beyer. This gives Kennedy a chance to set their press, Scott. It's a 1-2-2 three-quarter court.
With Drake Brewster and those long arms up front. City High, stutter dribble into the front court with Smith. Ringen, skip pass over the top to Mulligan. Left wing three, no. And the rebound out of there to Diggins. Kennedy can tie or take the lead. Diggins, stop and go move. Driving a kick out to Foley. Back up top of the circle to Brewster. Right corner to Diggins. He'll try it for three. Back iron, no, and Ringen one-hands the rebound. And then a reach foul going to be called on Brewster.
Well, Diggins cannot find the mark from beyond the three-point line. That's his third attempt, I think. Can't get it to go.
Diggins, 33% on the year. 24 out of 72 from beyond the arc. 9-7 lead for City High. 3:17 to play here in the opening quarter. Smith angles his way across the timeline, picked up now by Matt Burst. He'll bounce it inside. Posting up, nice spin move by Jones, and he scores.
That was nice. He's under control. Schultz going to his left, spins back to his right. A little bit of contact, but he plays through it.
Tell you, these are two dangerous basketball teams for the tournament. We'll talk more about that as the night progresses. Girling over to Brewster. They isolate him right corner. Circles into the lane. No look pass inside. Broken up. It's out of bounds. It'll stay with the Cougars.
Kennedy Cougar is number 30. Michael.
Seeing a lot of subs from Kennedy early. That's kind of Coach McCowan. He's going to play a lot of kids. He's going to bring them in frequently and often. Keep them fresh.
Cougars to inbound. They get it to Bassinius. Pop up jumper from 12 won't go. And it's out of bounds. Who are they going to give it to? They're going to say Kennedy.
Delayed call there.
Don Showalter nodded his approval on that one. So must have thought it was out on his Little Hawks.
City High in the 2-3 zone on the baseline underneath. So now you're going to have Wall in the high post for Kennedy.
Bassinius looking inside. Instead goes left of the circle to Foley. Back to Bassinius. He'll try it for three and connects from the near side.
And he gets going, Scott. He can hit a bunch in a row. City High's going to have to recognize where he is.
36% from three-point land is Bassinius. Driving a kick out, ringing. Goes underneath to Jones, posting up. Fall away high off the glass is good from the paint.
Difficult shot out there, and he was able to go up through much bigger guys and finish. Showing some strength.
He's a 53% field goal guy as Foley will try it for three, no good. Johnson had the rebound, lost it. Burst gets it, puts it up and in on the assist from Adam Wall.
Adam Wall winds up with the rebound, ripping it away, and gets an offensive board in and assist in the same possession.
Good first quarter, minute 38 to play, and it's City High up by one with the ball. Jones to Johnson in the high post on the drive. Pump fake, got Wall in the air. And got the foul either on Wall or the help from Burst. Going to get it on Burst.
He was the one that came from the up top, reaching in, trying to knock it loose.
Charles Johnson to the free throw line for City High. 66% on the year. Bends the knees, puts it up, and rattles it home.
In for the Little Hawks, number 30, Vance Dillon.
Vance Dillon will come in for Don Showalter at City High, 5'11 and a junior. Nick Deere back in for Kennedy, and if the free throw goes, it'll be Drake Brewster coming in as well.
On City High, played three off their bench, and that's about as far as they go, Scott. They don't like to go much deeper than that.
Now we're going to see some City High pressure here.
Like a 1-2-1-1, three quarters. They're going to play Gabriel Nakumo at the point.
Yeah, first time he has been into the game, and the pass underneath, the tipped and strolling away.
Pays off, quick hands.
Turnover number one on Kennedy. Smith on the dribble drive, gets it to Johnson. They're going to get a walk as he went down the lane.
Saw that open up and down there. Quick step, a little bit too quick. Before he can get the ball down.
Now City High will go into a little diamond and one full court press. With the 15-12 lead. Bullet pass diagonally into the front court. And then Kennedy nearly throws it away. Nice high catch by Brewster. Over to Beyer. Turnaround no from the left baseline. But Kennedy the offensive board. Down low. Beyer on the post. Kick outside. Bassinius open three. No. Front iron and off. And the rebound for Charles Johnson for the Little Hawks. Smith in the open court, on the drive, all the way in. Shot rejected out of bounds by Diggins.
Gonna stay with City High, though. Nice job coming across the lane. Timed that well to get a piece of that.
You'd think both of these teams would be pretty good shot-blocking teams with a 6'10 and a 6'9 guy. Really, they aren't.
That's like you just see there, Diggins with some of that athleticism. Coming from the help.
Smith going one-on-one, and he hits the follow-away shot from the right free throw line off the clear out. Naeem Smith with his second field goal, 17-12. Bounce to the corner. Bassinius head and shoulder fake. Gets it over to Deere, right of the circle. Spins over there, puts it behind the back against Nakumu. Now Kennedy's going to go for the last shot.
City High settles into the 2-3 zone after that full court pressure.
City High with their biggest lead at 5. 8 seconds to play. Diggins holds it in the center circle. Gets the splits its screen. Kick out. Bassinius, right side, deep three. No good. Tipped up and in, though, by Beyer at the horn.
Down the lane, unchecked with that left-handed tip. They're gonna consult if that's goaltending or not.
I think you got to give it to him here. And they are going to give it to him. So that's it for the first quarter of play. And after one, it's Iowa City High 17, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 14. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys NBC Basketball from KGYM Sports.
No lizard or TV personality or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Second quarter about to get underway here from Cedar Rapids. Kennedy, Scott Unash, and Phil Dunn with you. City High with a 17-14 lead as we start quarter number two, and they're going to show a little zone to start things off here against Kennedy. As the Cougars attack the bucket to our left, Diggins turns in the corner, pass down low, left block. They double down on Wall as they work the triangle left. Brewster, Wall, Bassenius, Deer, and Diggins in there for Kennedy. Give you the City High lineup. The name Smith, Mulligan, Ringen, also Jones, and Martin. So the starting five for Don Showalter. No look passing in the lane. Brewster stop and go move, drives, cut off, puts up the follow away hook, no, over Martin, and the rebound to Mulligan.
Tough shot over Martin, those 6'9", those long arms.
You know he's there.
I'm going to alter a lot of shots.
Here's Smith working on Bassenius. Jones, good pass inside to Martin, posting up, takes it up strong, can't get it to go. Kept the rebound alive, though, and tapped it out to Smith.
Good play by Martin. Knew he couldn't get a hold of it, but he kept it going.
Here's a deep three, no good, near side wing. Put back, no. Martin with a rebound. Third effort up and good for City High.
That won't make Coach McCowan very happy after giving up three offensive rebounds in that possession.
19-14, back to a five-point lead. Bassenius, quick pull from the corner. Three ball, good.
Well, he's found the mark out there. That's his second three from that same spot.
19-17, and now Kennedy, a little man pressure. They'll short and back it off. 6:20 to play, opening half. Final night of the regular season in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Smith plays catch with Mulligan outside the arc. Puts it on the floor with a stutter dribble over to Ringen. He'll try a deep, quick three, and he hits from the far side.
And 2 or 3 feet behind the three-point line that time.
Six for Ringen, both on three-pointers. And City High back up by five, 22-17. Under six to play here in the game's first half.
That zone's really spread out along the baseline for City High right now.
Bull pass down low to Brewster. Reverse layup. Good. Counter to foul as Martin got him with the body. First bucket for Drake Brewster tonight.
And that was, again, I think effective. City High, or, excuse me, Kennedy spreading their offense. City High spread the zone as well, and Brewster found the soft spot in there, able to draw the contact against Martin.
Byer, Foley, and Gerling back in for the Cougars. And Brewster for the old-fashioned hat trick. Up and right through. His first points, and Kennedy pulls back within two at 22-20. Little Hawk basketball. Mulligan dumps it inside. Martin turns and hits it against a double team. Nice spin move.
Quick before that double team could get there, Scott. Quick move.
Pressure in the backcourt, 24-20 City High. Brewster's pass at the center line, tip stolen away by Mulligan. Feed down low to Ringen. DeMartin running down the court, dunks it home with the left hand.
And that's sharing the basketball, Scott. That's knowing where your teammates are and being unselfish.
26-20. City High with those long arms. Foley gets it ahead to Byer. Back it comes to Gerling. Brewster. Bassenius, good ball movement. Foley, right corner, three ball, good.
It was the extra pass. A couple of them could have pulled the trigger early, but they made the extra pass, and they found Foley for the good look.
26-23. Back and forth we go. Both teams shooting it pretty well here in the first half. Ringen dumps it inside. Double team. Martin puts it off the glass, no good. Put back, no good. Martin, third effort short. Finally, Brewster with a rebound. John McCown won a foul, didn't get it. Brewster going baseline. Double pump, leaner, no. Brewster flies in for the offensive rebound. And he was fouled going up. I think they're going to get Jason Jones.
Now they're coming to life out there. Both teams are offensively.
will be on Jones. That'll be his first. Each team with only three fouls so far. As Nukumu is back in for City High. Gabe Nukumu, and the pass inside, tipped away and stolen. Mulligan comes up with another deflection. Smith on the dribble drive all the way in. Lost his balance. Had to throw it out there to keep it alive, and does to Nukumu. Ringing, drive, no-look pass out to Smith. Smith going one-on-one, drives on Gerling. Pull up, high-arching jumper, no from 10. Martin with a rebound, up, good. It'll count the foul.
Nobody getting a body. And when they switch on those screens out there, their matchups get a little bit skewed. Sean Beyer winds up guarding one of the smaller guys, and they don't have anybody to screen out Martin.
10 already for Micah Martin. If he hits this, he'll already be at his season average of 11.
Four rebounds to go along with it.
Free throw up and through. 29-23.
One Metro scored a pass around Cedar Falls boys 23-9 over Cedar Rapids Prairie after one quarter.
Boy, and Cedar Falls is playing well. They have won seven in a row.
In the same sub-state with Kennedy.
Foley, another three off the kick out from Gerling.
Good ball movement against the zone again.
Foley's not a big scorer, averaging about a point a game, but he is capable of hitting that shot.
A sweet-looking shot.
29-26, 3.5 to play, first half. Smith, diagonal pass to Mulligan on the dribble drive. Leaner up, no good, in and out, but got his own rebound again. Smith penetrates all the way in, and he was fouled as bodies hit the deck.
Well, he knew he had the defenders on their heels, Scott. That's a heads-up play by Nene Smith, forcing the action, and knew he was going to get the call.
First on Derek Gerling, team foul number five.
Shooting two free throws.
And Nene Smith on the line for two.
Coach McCowan wants an explanation.
Smith's free throw, back iron, no. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again tonight. As Diggins will come in for Foley.
Nene Smith, about a 70% free throw shooter on the year.
Smith puts up the second and got the roll.
And for the Cougars, number 11, Nick
Deer back in and Wall back in for Kennedy. 30-26, City High. 3:19 to play here in the opening half.
City changing their defenses again. Looks like this time they're going to go straight up man-to-man in the half court.
Maybe extend that half court defense a little bit here. Gerling, stop and go move down the right side of the lane. Kick out Diggins. Fall away three, and he hits.
And that's good news for if you're a Cougar fan, Scott. If he can get hot from the perimeter, that'll help them out tremendously on the offensive end.
First three, City High turns it over. As Smith gets caught in the air, had nowhere to go, and threw it away on the cross-court pass.
Unusual for City High to give up a turnover like that.
Listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM. KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. Dump pass inside, Wall posting up. Cut off by Martin. Kicks it back out to Bassinius, and Kennedy will set it up. Dump pass, right back it goes. Wall inside, fakes, goes up with the left hand. Can't get the little hook to go, and the rebound out of there to Nukumu. Little Hawks by a point at 30-29. Smith behind the back with a dribble, doubled. Kick out to Mulligan for a deep three, no, from the right side wing. Rebound Diggins on the weak side for the Cougars. Brings it up in a hurry on the handback. Bassinius fouled as he took it to the free throw line.
And Nukumu going to pick up that foul out there. You know, you got to close out a little bit harder on a guy like Bassinius. He's hit a couple threes. You got to honor that. So Bassinius making the heads-up play, beating him off the dribble.
Martin's going to get his first breather of the evening. As Johnson back in for City High. Ringing back in. And also back in is Jason Jones for Iowa City High. Kennedy basketball. And the Cougars can take the lead here on this possession. And City High back to the 2-3. Free throw line. Brewster lost it against a double team. Kicks it back out to Deer. He'll try it for three and hits.
Goes into the interior, the middle of the zone area, and he turns and finds the open teammate.
This is not a great percentage three-point shooting team for Kennedy at 32%, and there's a travel on City High.
Trying to play a little bit too fast out there. Cougars forge to the lead here with a minute 46 left. This is an important part of the ball game for City High right now.
Right now, Kennedy on a little bit of a run here. 12-6 run off the clear out. Diggins on the drive. Double pump hanger, no, but drew the foul as he went down the lane.
Coach Showalter talking to Dylan right now and saying, don't bring those arms down. Talking to the official as well, asking for some clarification.
Derek Diggins on the line for two, and swishes the first one. Kennedy's biggest lead at three at 33-30. One more coming up for the sophomore, and hits them both. He's got five off the Cougar bench.
Kennedy going to press after the make. CDI's handled this press pretty well.
1-2-2. Kennedy by four, biggest lead. Up the far sideline. Cross court pass to Ringen. He'll try it for three. Missed it short. Rebound. Put back in and out. No by Johnson. And Kennedy out of there with it the other way. Here's Diggins. Stutter dribble over to Bassinius. Wide open three. Ring it up. Timeout City High.
Big change, Scott. They missed the easy putback on the offensive end. Give up a three going the other way.
Seven triples in the first half for the Kennedy Cougars. And it will be a 30-second timeout taken here by City High.
Yeah, Allen, if you're Coach McCowan right now, you're liking what you see on the offensive end. You know, they're at 37 points already. Their average on the year is only 54. So this is a big half for the Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars on the offensive end.
Anybody looks good when the ball is going in the basket.
Well, Diggins is connected behind the three-point line. Bassinius is connected. Foley's connected. Deer's hit from there. Wonder if Coach Showalter decides to match up and try to play man-to-man.
Kennedy looks much smoother tonight than we've seen him pretty much all through the year so far in the regular season.
That's what Coach McCowan was talking about the last three ball games. They've been playing with quite a bit of confidence.
Smith in the backcourt, 10-second count on, and just beat it. Dalen, no look, bounce pass underneath. Leaner up good by Johnson on the right block.
Good position by Johnson. And on the backside of that, once it reversed to him, there's nothing Kennedy could do.
37-32, 45 seconds to play here in the first half. Diggins to Brewster, pops out beyond the arc. Good, two-man game inside to Beyer for the layup.
Brewster didn't force it. He let the defense come to him, and then he gave the ball to Beyer on the block.
Nine for Sean Beyer off the Kennedy bench. 39-32, Smith angles right with it. Kicks it outside to Dylan. 22 seconds to play, and see if the Little Hawks go for the last shot. On the drive, a kick out. Ringen will try it far wing, and he hits the three.
He got the green light out there. He wasn't going to wait for the last shot.
He had a good look. 39-35, 9 seconds to play. Diggins off the 1-4 clear out. Stop and go dribble. A drive and a kick out. Brewster steps back for three and gets Kennedy's eight at the horn. Brewster gets into the action. Three-pointer at the buzzer. The eighth of the first half for the Cougars, and we're at halftime. And the score at the break, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 42 and Iowa City High 35. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Boys Basketball on KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increased the warranties 5 years above the mill manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous, and the next step is even more outstanding, which is a beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you. If for any reason you are not happy with it, then that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
The girls' tournament trail continues Friday night with a Class 1A regional semifinal right here on KGYM.
Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozier and me this Friday night at 6:45 for the pregame as the number 3 rated Springville Orioles host the Sigourney Savages. With the win, the Orioles will be one victory away from making it back to the state tournament. They face an upset-minded team from Sigourney looking to pull the stunner. That's girls 1A regional semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Sigourney at number 3 Springville. Friday night at 6:45 at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Welcome back to Cedar Rapids, Kennedy. At halftime, our score, the Kennedy Cougars 42 and the Little Hawks of Iowa City High 35. As a hot shooting first half, really, for both teams, but Kennedy's been doing it from beyond 19 feet, Phil, and City High's been doing a lot of their damage inside.
Yeah, they have, and a good sign for the Cougars that they're knocking down the three-point shot. Because there's been times this year where they've struggled from out there, and it makes everything go much smoother. You get a little bit more energy on the defensive end, it seems like, when you're coming off of made shots as opposed to missing shots out there. It's amazing how that works. And City High's had some, like you said, they've had a lot of success getting it inside to Martin on the interior and finishing against the pressure of Kennedy. They've been able to beat that pretty effectively as well. Plus, you throw in a few ringing three-pointers out there. And we've got a good ball game. This is a fun ball game to watch.
Take a look at the first half scoring for the Kennedy Cougars. Balanced scoring. They're led by Michael Bassinius and Sean Beyer. Beyer off the bench with 9 points. He came in and got 5 in the first minute and really had things going with a total of 9. Bassinius with 3 three-pointers. And 9 points in the first half. 6 points for Drake Brewster, including the 3 to close out half number 1. Derek Diggins with 5 off the bench. Jackson Foley with 2 three-pointers at 6 points. And 3 points for Nick Deere on a 3. Derek Gerling with a 2. And Matt Burst with a 2 for the total for Kennedy for 42. For City High, Mike Martin leading the way. 5 field goals and a free throw for 11. Niall Ringen has 3 three-point goals in the game for 9. 6 points for Jason Jones. 4 points for Charles Johnson and Naeem Smith with 5 on 2 field goals and a free throw for City High. Turnovers, City High with 4. Kennedy only with 3. We mentioned the Cougars with 8 field goals from 3-point land in the first half to a total of 3 for the Little Hawks. Free throws, City High 80%, 4 out of 5. Kennedy 4 out of 4 from the free throw line in the first half of play. And bench scoring right now, Kennedy is owning that 23-4 off the bench in this one over City High. And I'll throw it to you for the rebounding.
Rebounding, it's City High is up in this department 17-14. Both of these ball clubs are really being active on the offensive glass. Individually for City High, Micah Martin leads the way with 4. 3 of those 4 are offensive rebounds. 2 rebounds apiece for Naeem Smith, Henry Mulligan, Jason Jones, Niall Ringen, as well as Charles Johnson, and Nakumu contributing 1 rebound for the Little Hawks. 2 dead ball rebounds, 8 offensive, 9 defense, a total of 17 for City High. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Adam Wall with 4 rebounds leads the way for the Cougars. 2 apiece for Drake Brewster as well as Michael Bassinius. Derek Diggins off the bench with 2 as well. Nicholas Deere and Sean Beyer each contributing 1 rebound. 2 dead ball rebounds for the Cougars. 9 offensive, 5 defensive, 14 total for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Halftime score, the Kennedy Cougars 42 and City High 35. We'll get you some shooting numbers for this one. First half coming up here in just a moment, courtesy of Mr. Johnson of the Gazette. As We get ready for girls basketball tomorrow night as we'll have a Class 1A and 2A game for you. As tomorrow night, it will be Springville hosting Sigourney on 1600 AM, along with 107.5 FM tomorrow night at 6:45, and then on 106.3 FM, it'll be Iowa City Regina girls. They will be hosting the Cougars of Sumner Fredericksburg coming up tomorrow night as well, as the 1A and 2A girls get back into it. 3A field for the girls' state tournament will be set on Saturday night, and they're playing 1A and 2A boys' tournament action tonight.
A lot of stuff going on, Scott. I don't know how you keep it all straight. You got to have a big spreadsheet that keeps track of everything, I guess.
We know Anamosa was a winner against Comanche earlier tonight. And really, what may have been the top matchup in Eastern Iowa in 2A tonight.
Yeah, those two teams have had a good year, and Anamosa advances on out there. But I know that the next game that was there, I believe, is Tifton and Northeast Goose Lake. Be another good one.
And the winner will get Anamosa. Northeast, probably a little bit of a favorite against Tipton tonight, but if it's Northeast and Anamosa, that's going to be one whale of a district final coming up.
Yeah, well, and you got to win those quality games to get to Des Moines, to punch your ticket to get out there. And whoever they put in front of you, you got to go out and perform. That's what's fun. And kind of shifted back to here, and that's what's got to keep Coach McCowan excited, I think. They're playing up. Their play has improved here at the end of the year, at the end of February, and picking up steam.
The halftime stats, courtesy of Jeff Johnson of the Gazette. City High shooting over 50%. They're about 52% at 14 of 27. 38% from three-point land at 3 out of 8. And for the Kennedy Cougars, just under 50% at 48%, 15 of 32. But here's the big stat, 8 of 15 from three-point land, so over 50% from beyond the arc in the first half. That's the difference in the game.
Yeah, it is. And couple that with only three turnovers out there, Scott. That's pretty impressive, too, because they have the propensity to turn the ball over more than that, so that's really helped their offense out as well.
City High wins. They have at least a share of the Mississippi Division Championship. And depending on what happens between Xavier and Wallert, we do have the halftime score in our 106.3 FM game, and West with a big halftime lead over Hempstead. And that one is, I believe, 34-18. So West wins. They're the Valley Division champions. And halftime score, Wallert leading Xavier by 10, 36-26 at the halftime break.
We also got another score, Cedar Rapids, Washington, is up against Dubuque Senior, 31-23 at half. And Prairie is down at the half, I believe, to Cedar Falls, 35-21.
All right. We're going to take a 30-second break, come back with the second half play-by-play from Kennedy. Cougars 42, City High 35, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM Sports.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and costs. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you here at the Kennedy Gym. We get ready for half number two. Question is, Phil, can Kennedy keep up this torrid shooting pace from beyond the arc?
Well, that's something that City High is asking, too. City High is wondering if that can happen. They're going to have to change some things up defensively. City High likes to play in that zone. I think they can play it pretty well, but so far in that first half play, Kennedy's found the soft spots and knocked it down.
Underway with half number two. City High off to clear out. Naeem Smith going one-on-one. Rises with a jumper. Won't go. Just inside the free throw line. Out of bounds. And it'll go to Kennedy. Smith in there along with Mulligan, Jones, Ringen, and Martin. Kennedy with Wall, Brewster, Vicinius, Derek Gerling, and Matt Burst. So each team with their starting five.
2-2-1, three-quarter court for City High.
Kennedy breaks it up ahead. Brewster, no look, pass to Wall, and the easy layup.
Wall finishing on the backside that time, going up with a good finish. Kennedy looks sharp.
44-35, three on the way, a quick one. No, Mulligan no good, rebound burst. Turns, lead pass ahead to Gerling on the two-on-three, and he'll back his way out.
Good decision by Gerling that time, not forcing anything. City High had three defenders back.
And Kennedy can take a double-digit lead, and City's going to stay in the zone, 2-3. Burst, out at the left point, plays catch with Gerling. Wall way outside, dumps it right of the lane. Brewster takes it inside and got it off the glass for two.
A little rub that first cutter through. He looked like he's just a cutter, but he's actually setting a screen on Martin, freeing up Burst to catch it, or Brewster to catch that ball.
Pass inside, tipped out of bounds. It'll stay with City High as Derek Diggins will come in for Gerling. Still trying to get over that foot injury a little bit.
City High in and bounding right in front of Coach Showalter.
Cross court inbound pass, Jones on the clear out, on the drive, double pump leaner good, off the glass for two.
Good finish going to the rim that time.
46-37 as the Kennedy lead back to single digits. Long up court pass, Pacinius will go baseline, one hand floater good for the baseline.
Again, they have to honor him being a three-point shooter. That allows him to beat people off the drive.
There's Kennedy, three out of three. They force the pass inside. Tip stolen away by Diggins. Lead ahead. Burst. Pump fake. Up. Good. Timeout, City High.
Kennedy has all the emotion right now. You can feel it. Good timeout by Coach Showalter.
Going to be a full timeout in favor of City High. We'll take it as well with 6:15 to play here in the third quarter. And it's Kennedy 50, City High 37. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
In 1940s America, it was common for several generations to reside under the same roof. Grandparents, parents, and children all sharing traditions and learning from each other. There was a simple beauty to this kind of living. And while it isn't common anymore, at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, three generations still share one roof. The Dickens family history at Hertin and Stocker began when Willow was a simple watchmaker. He went on to own the business and raised his sons Terry and Tim alongside him in the store. Now Terry's daughter Kate has joined the family at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. She brings her contemporary sensibility and fresh ideas to the jewelry cases while carrying on the heritage of service and understanding she grew up with. Kate is the most recent chapter in the ongoing story of Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. Come see what's sparkling in those famous windows on the corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in Iowa City. And be sure to stop in and say hi to Willa, Terry, Tim, and now Kate. One of them is always there.
City High off timeout with the basketball in front court, down by 13 as Kennedy has come out with another big run. Mulligan on the drive, blocked on the double team by Sean Byer, just checked in. Foley also in for the Kennedy Cougars. And City High will stay in that zone. First, playing catch with Diggins, now holds it out front. First, drops it in the lane, Diggins, nice head and shoulder fake, takes it inside and got fouled by Johnson, who just checked in for Don Showalter in City High.
City High looked like they were going zone, but then they looked over at the bench and Coach Showalter gave them a signal, and they just looked like they were going to match up man-to-man out of it.
And Kennedy is just torched the zone. Diggins from the line hits the first. Kennedy on the year, a 68% foul shooting team.
Well, Kennedy's getting a nice effort off the bench tonight, too. Sean Byer coming off the bench, giving them energy and points. Diggins off the bench doing the same thing. Foley hit a couple threes in the first half, so they're getting really good bench play, too, to go along with their outside shooting.
No Cougar pressure, and it's up to a 52-37 lead. 10-2 run here by Cedar Rapids Kennedy to open the third quarter. Ringing circles right with it. And double dribbled it, trying to get it to Naismith.
Well, City looked like they're going to run a little handoff out there. Another match in man-to-man, the Little Hawks.
Turnover number six against City High. As Jackson Foley will bring it across the timeline. Picked up by Mulligan. Angles left with it, leaves it for Deere. Goes baseline to Burst. Turns on Ringen. Finds the cutter inside Brewster. Head and shoulder fake and got fouled before the shot was swatted out of bounds.
I believe it was Jason Jones, they said, was reaching underneath trying to bop that ball away.
Second on Jones, team foul number two, and right back to the line go the Cougars. And Drake Brewster's free throw, no good, too strong. 8-point night for Brewster. Trying to give Kennedy a 16-point lead. Benzenese put it up and got it. Kennedy trying to get into double digits for wins at 10 and 11. Skip pass over the top. Mulligan on the ball, fake, takes it inside, doubled. Jones lost it for a moment, gets it right back for Mulligan. Takes it off balance, throws it up off the glass. No, they fight for the rebound. Johnson puts it up into the crowd, and he got fouled.
Charles Johnson making a smart play at the end of that, knowing that there was hands everywhere. He got a piece of it. He just kind of tossed it. Gets the foul call.
Forced it up, but it's going to get bailed out. As Johnson to the line. Sean Beyer picked up the foul, and that'll be his first personal. And Johnson misses the free throw.
City High, not a good free throw shooting team as a group, only at about 59%. That makes it tough when you're trying to come back as well.
Micah Martin will get ready to come in for Johnson. Bassinius back in for Kennedy. Free throw up, good. Johnson will sit down with 5 points. 4:54 to play here in quarter number three. City High extending that pressure.
Well, they're going to try and see if they can get Kennedy to turn it over a little bit. They need to generate some offense through their defense.
Foley between the legs with the dribble. Stop and go move right of the lane. Takes it inside. Cut off. Looking for help. Shovels it to Bassinius. And on the drive, a little nickel and dimer there against City High.
And Coach Showalter wondering why.
Fallon Mulligan is his first personal and the third on the Little Hawks. As Kennedy will bring Diggins right back into the game. He'll get the inbound and set it up for the Cougars. Foley with 4.5 to play here in the third. And City High back to the 2-3.
Kennedy's going to put Diggins in the high post. They're going to 1-3-1 look against it.
No look, bounce pass inside. Diggins leaves it for Beyer. No good, and tipped it up and in.
He stuck with it that time. He's so quick off his feet, Beyer. Kind of like he ended the first half of play.
11 for Beyer, and it's 55-38. The lead up to 17. Cross-court pass to Mulligan. Goes up for the three, in and out. Martin trying to keep it alive, and Diggins flies in for the rebound, and he got fouled. He hit the floor hard.
Fouls on number 40, Gabriel.
Going to play on. They say he's going to stay in the ball game.
Second on Gabe Nakumu. As Brewster back in for the Cougars. And also, well, that's it. Just Brewster. Nakumu, Smith, Mulligan, Ringen, and Martin in for City High. 55-38 over the halfway mark of the game's third quarter. Here tonight from Kennedy. Diggins, stop and go move. Off the clear out, drive, hands it back to Brewster. Back to Bassinius. Deep three on the way, and he hits again.
Now they're feeling it. They're playing with a lot of confidence. You can tell in their body language out there on the floor.
That was close to an NBA three.
City High is in the man-to-man that possession as well.
58-38, behind the back dribble, Ringen. Kicks it near side to Mulligan. Thought about the three, drives, goes cross court, Ringen. Pull up jumper, swish through for 15, right free throw line.
Now, and for the Little Hawks, that was a badly needed basket right there.
58-40, Diggins on the drive, coast to coast, leaves it for Beyer. Turned down the shot, and now Kennedy will work that triangle right. Bassinius, head and shoulder fake, steps in, leaner from 15, won't go, rebound. To City High. Beyer tipped it, but the Little Hawks get it. Here's Ringen with the turnaround three. No. And it comes out deep to Foley. John McCown says, hold it up.
Get a good look down here. Let our offense get set.
City High not really coming out and putting a lot of pressure on the ball. Foley passed to the corner is tipped out of bounds by Nakumu.
City High, I think their preferred defense is probably that zone, Scott, but down by 18 at this point in time, they can't afford to do that.
City High trying to win an outright division championship. They're in there in the fight with Xavier. Bounce down low to Walls, just checked in. Turns down the shot, gets to Basinius. On the penetration, leaves it for Burst in the corner. Up top, Diggins on the ball fake, driving a kick out. Brewster for three, and he hits.
Ooh, got an injury out there, too.
Oh, Naeem Smith.
That's a bad one if you're City High.
And not putting any pressure on the left lower leg. Now he is starting to walk on it a little bit. Don't know if he came down wrong on a
it's an ankle foot. Or a knee.
Boy, this night just turned from ugly to a disaster here for Don Showalter.
Yeah, especially this time of year right now. You hope that's nothing too serious if you're City High.
Lynn Groth, the Kennedy athletic trainer, going to go down and tend to Naeem Smith. City High is going to bring Dillon back into the game, but City High now without their point guard. Pass inside, deflected, picked back up by Martin. They triple team him. They find the open man Jones, but tore the shot and travel.
You did take an extra step out there. Coach Showalter thought there was a foul on the pass first, though.
Little Hawks just out of sync.
And Kennedy is playing very efficiently both ends of the floor. They're that double team on the post. They're moving well. They're not lethargic.
61-40. Brewster, ball handling out front. Goes crossover on the drive, spins, fakes a couple of times and traveled with it. Yep, picked up the pivot foot.
Yeah, he got it at the end there. Where that shot fake, he drug it.
Kennedy looking for their fourth straight win to close out the year.
Kennedy already over there. Their average, only average 57 points a game.
They're up to 61 right now. City High basketball, Mulligan out on the right wing, gets in the high post. Good feed down low on the high-low look to Jones for the easy deuce.
Yeah, it's one of the few times where Kennedy just totally messed up their defense for a wide-open shot.
And a foul in the backcourt on the pressure. I think they're going to get Dillon.
City High low player number 30. Vance
Dillon picks up his second foul, and that's the fifth against the Little Hawks of the half. And Kennedy with only one right now with a minute 20 to play in the third.
Got some new bodies coming in for Kennedy.
Foley back in. Basinius back in. Nick Deere back in for the Cougars. Kennedy will get it to Brewster and he'll bring it up. Ooh, uses the offhand, and they got him for the offensive foul.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty easy for the official out there with that left hand, getting that chicken wing going.
Only the second of the half against Kennedy and the second against Drake Brewster. In the open court, you're not going to get away with that too much.
And Kennedy now going to match in there, man-to-man in the half court. They're going to switch all those screens like you like to see. They're going to try to go to Martin, though, if you're City High.
Inside pass to Martin, tipped away by Basinius on the good help defense. Mulligan a drive, kick to the corner to Dillon. Now back to Mulligan, right corner three, no, but they're going to get a foul on the clear out, and that's going to be three free throws. They're going to get it on Adam Wall.
I think they're going to say it was on the floor after the shot, Scott.
Yeah, you're right.
So Kennedy gets a break there. No free throws. It's going to be out of bounds on the sideline.
Fire in. Burst back in. And City High will have it. Out of bounds. Down 19. They clear it out for Mulligan off the inbounds pass. He'll pull up for a three, and it's an air ball, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Kennedy ball. Try to get it off on the dribble, and that's kind of the way it's been tonight for City High.
Nothing's been going for the Little Hawks. Coach Showalter trying to get them going on the defensive end here, try to get a stop.
40 seconds to play here in the third quarter. Foley, yo-yo dribble out front, hands it off to Brewster. Now Kennedy will clear it out for the junior. puts it on the floor. Spin move, top of the key. He'll back it up against Nakumu. Now on the drive, drops it off for Beyer. Kick out to Foley. Far side three, and he hits again.
It's fun. He gives this, or excuse me, gives his teammate a passing angle as he drives to the basket. He doesn't just stand, and he gets his feet set to knock it down.
11-3 for Kennedy. Dillon on the other end for three. No good on the line driver. Beyer with a rebound, and he got fouled. On the push, it's either going to be Nakumu or Micah Martin.
Fouls on number 40.
And it will be Nakumu, and that'll be his third.
2.4 seconds left now. Kennedy's going to have to go quick. They can get it off, but the got blood out there, I think.
Yeah, I think Matt Burst has got some blood on him.
In for Matt Burst is number 30.
Coach McCollum gets to bring Vicinius in, a three-point shooter now, if you can find him.
Brewster to inbound.
One or two bounces at the most, and then it's going to have to go.
Full court pressure put on by City High into Foley. Foley turns. He'll try from half court. Short. Online, but short at the end of the third quarter. After three, the hot shooting Kennedy Cougars, 64, and Iowa City High, 42. Back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
Dapper gentlemen in black overcoats. Stylish ladies in wool coats with shiny buttons. Off to work, off to market, and always glancing at their wristwatch to stay on schedule. When Hertin and Stocker Jewelers was fresh on the scene in the 40s, a watch was a functional piece for telling time, but the concept of time is design was just taking off. Heritage brands like Movado, Citizen, and Tissot started creating bold artistic timepieces for men and women, the perfect marriage of beauty and technology. You'll find these brands along with others like Tavan, Daniel Wellington, and American-made Bel Air at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers today. With so many different design choices, you'll find something that suits you or someone special waiting for you at Hertin and Stocker. Stop by and see what's ticking in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers at the corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and see Willa, Derry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Back with you at Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Scott Unash and Phil Dunn here tonight as the Kennedy Cougars with a 64-42 lead over Iowa City High as we start the fourth and final quarter. Kennedy, 11 three-point goals here in this basketball game. Nick Deere out top, beyond the arc, gets it over to Vicinius. We'll set the lineups for you. Starts to drive, kicks it back out to Brewster between the circles. On the drive, takes it in on Nakumu. Left free throw line, and then threw it away as Diggins zigged when he thought he would zag.
Coach McCollum wanted him to come back to the ball, not going that way.
And for Kennedy, only their sixth turnover.
If you're City High, this is where you need to make your push here, Scott. Right away here, you're down 18 going into the fourth period.
And you got to do it quickly. Mulligan all the way in, it scores. That's a good start on the double pump runner.
Well, they held Kennedy to a turnover on the first possession of this quarter and then scored.
That is Mulligan's first points.
And that's a good job by the Cougars identifying him on the defensive end.
Back door to Brewster. Shot blocked, but a foul called.
And right now, Scott, it does not look like Smith is going to make his way back in this ballgame. He's still got trainers looking at him behind the City High bench.
Drake Brewster on the free throw line. He's got an even dozen on the game. And make it 13. Cedar Falls on top of Prairie. 51-38. Free throw good. Kennedy has hit from three-point land, and they've hit their free throws tonight. 9 out of 10 from the line. They're just shooting the ball well. City High working the perimeter. Nice dump pass inside to Martin and traveled with it on the spin move.
Coach Showalter's asking for a push. Thought that he had a little help in that travel.
Jones, Nakumu, Mulligan, Ringen, and Martin in for City High. And they're putting some ice on that left ankle of Naeem Smith. Jump shot won't go by Diggins. And here comes City High the other way.
Jason Jones with that rebound, defensive board for City High.
Nakumu right back to the corner to Mulligan. Dumps the pass right of the lane and a reach foul called on Adam Wall as he went over the back of Jones.
One of the difficulties this Kennedy defense poses to teams is they give so much help. It makes it very, very difficult to feed the post without giving a double team. You got to throw the skip pass over the top, make that defense close out.
Burst back in for Kennedy. Burst, Wall, Diggins, Bassinius in there along with Brewster for the Cougars. City High working the weave up top, 6:25 to play in the game, down by a bundle at 22. Pull up deep three on the way, almost banked in by Ringen, and we've got a tied ball on the rebound. And it will go on the arrow over to Kennedy.
Bodies hit the floor at the end of that one, Scott. Letting them play a little bit now.
And it will be, well, they pointed at Kennedy. Now they're going to give it to City High. They must not have changed the arrow at the end of the quarter.
I got to adjust my official stats here now, Scott.
We hate when we have to do that.
Yeah.
Little Hawk basketball. Off the out-of-bounds play. Cross-court pass to Mulligan. Left-hand dribble. Tried to go between the legs. Lost the handle for a moment. And got it back. City High's got to score, and they got to score in a hurry. Mulligan turns, fires a three, missed everything, out of bounds. Going to stay with the Little Hawks.
Allen, you know, get your three-point shooters going. That would certainly help if you're City High.
Mulligan to inbound, left of the glass, looking in. He'll throw it out deep, and Ringen almost threw it away, kept it alive, but Diggins gets the opportunity for the layup and foul from behind to prevent the easy two.
Going to go to the free throw line and shoot, too. And, you know, plays like that, Scott, are big, especially if you're trying to make the comeback. You commit that turnover. CDI does not commit many turnovers, Scott, so this Kennedy defense is causing problems for the Little Hawks.
Free throw, Diggins up and good. Name Smith, I don't think he's going to come back. He's got ice in that left ankle. The shoe is off, and now it's probably a real good thing the City High has got 8 days before the next game.
Absolutely. You got to earn that bye out there, Scott, so why risk injuring it any further right now? Even though, you know, the conference title's on the line here tonight, but you're down by quite a margin right now. It's probably wise just to hold him out.
5:43 to play in the game. Ringing near side, Mulligan. Mulligan on the dribble drive, a bounce out to the corner. Ringen, fall away three, and ring it up for Ringen.
And he's able to connect out there. They need a few more of those things.
Pressure in the backcourt, 68-47, and a touch foul on Jones. We'll send Diggins to the line for the one and maybe. That'll be team foul number 9.
Jason Jones, his third foul.
Diggins is not a bad free throw shooter, almost 70%, 68% out there.
Vance Dillon in the bonus, one.
And the one and the one. Next foul is going to put them in the double bonus. City High with 9 team fouls right now.
And the free throw up and good. Diggins off the bench with double figures. He's got 10. At the end of three quarters, Wallert still double-digit lead over Cedar Rapids Xavier. So that's the good news, I guess, for City High.
They know that it's a difficult night for Xavier. They could, you don't want to say back into it, but they could if they both lose here.
70-47, Kennedy with a 23-point lead. Cougars came out 10-2. To start the second half and have never looked back and just extended the lead. Ringen with the pull up, no good. And City High with a rebound, tried to keep it alive, and they did.
It looked like he came in from out of bounds down there. That's what Coach McCollin's asking for, but they said he established himself in bounds before he touched the ball.
Nakumu looking inside. They got Martin in the high post. Dillon, standing left-hand dribble at the left hash mark. Now on the drive, goes baseline, cut off by Bassinius. No-look shovel inside to Johnson, and push from behind on Byer.
A little bit of a chuckle from Coach Showalter, because when they do score, they get the foul ahead of time, and they negate it. But it's one of those nights for the Little Hawks.
Congratulations to West as they claim their MVC Valley Division Championship 59-39 over Hempstead, and Steve Bergman's 13th at West. As Matt Burst picks up the foul, his third, and we're going to get a Kennedy timeout. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. 4:45 to play here in the ball game, and it's Kennedy up comfortably, 70-47 over Iowa City High. Back in a minute here on KGYN.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber to the home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
4:45 to play in the Mississippi Valley Conference finale. Inside Johnson, turnaround, good. And he'll count the foul on a nice power move at the heart of the lane.
A nice set on that out of bounds. Getting it to Johnson, letting him go up through traffic.
17 foul on Kennedy. And Charles Johnson has got all the scoring off the bench for City High with 7. And can't get the free throw. We got a violation on the free throw, and City High will get another shot at it.
They thought, was it Burst maybe? A little too quick. But wait till that ball leaves the shooter's hand.
Try to cut the lead down to 20, up and no. And now we've got a foul, a push on the miss.
Going to go against City High.
On Jason Jones, his fourth.
Brewster is going to be the shooter for Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
Jason Jones picks up his fourth foul.
As Brewster, with a nice night tonight, with 14. 4:40 still remaining here in the ballgame. And Brewster on the line, double bonus the rest of the way, and hits the first. Kennedy gets Waterloo West. And that will be at Waterloo East on Monday night in the first game of the doubleheader. Free throws are good. You take a look at it. If you're Kennedy, yes, you got two top 10 teams in there, Cedar Falls and Linmar, that are both playing their best basketball of the year, but so are you.
Yep. And, you know, you look at the two Waterloo schools, too. They've had some good wins on
East
the year,
too. East is playing
too.
Well. Johnson on the turnaround, the left block, gets two more.
I said that's a very interesting sub-state, Scott, in regards to you could four teams right there, and you wouldn't be surprised if any of one of those four come out of there.
72-51 Cougars. Brewster goes crossover, had the ball tipped away, and now we got a jump ball. And we'll stay with Kennedy. And for City High, they've already beaten West once. City High will get the winner of Prairie Atumwa. The game, the back half of that doubleheader, will have on Monday night.
And they've beaten Prairie earlier this year. We saw that at Prairie.
Halfway home here in the fourth quarter. Byer, kick outside to Foley for three. Missed that one. His first miss of the night. Jackson was 3 out of 4 from beyond the golden arc. Pass up to the front court. On the drive to Kumu. Offensive foul.
And that,
that's it for him.
Yeah, and that's a deer that stands in there. Does a really good job holding his position, not giving it up too early. Took a pretty good shot to the chest right there, Scott.
Back for the Cougars, number 30, Michael.
He can't. I tell you what, you're not going to get to shoot free throws out of that because it was a charge going the other way, but plays like that keep that lead for you and don't let City High get any momentum going.
Ringen will come out for the Little Hawks as City High will go to the bench here. Inside Brewster and fouled on the shot by Johnson. As Cole Cotton in now for City High, 6 foot junior. Johnson picks up his second foul. And Deer on the line dances and falls. It bounced four or five times. That's kind of the way the night's going for Kennedy.
Offensively, they've been good. You know, when you play with confidence, Scott, sometimes you have that, you get those bounces out there.
Deer gets both free throws, 74-51. City High down big. They get it inside, and the easy turnaround off the glass for Charles Johnson.
He gets that defender on his back out there, and he's got pretty good leverage. He can move him off the block.
11 for Johnson. Deer goes baseline. Lost it for a moment. Now to Bassinius with 3:10 to play. Deer on the drive, cut off by Cotton. Bassinius, one-hand poke shot good on the high archer.
Little floater out there against the man-to-man.
16 for Bassinius, 76-53, under three to play. Feet inside, broken up by Bassinius, loose on the floor, and City High gets it back. Cotton into the lane to Jones. His shot won't go off the glass, and the rebound to Kennedy.
Well, Mr. Bassinius has had a good night, too. Both ends of the floor.
And I think Don Showalter is about to raise the white flag. Some more. Burst to Diggins, driving into the lane. Cut off, goes back door. Bassinius layup good. Right now, anything Kennedy does is coming up roses.
Yeah, and Diggins made a curl cut that time. Got himself free. Could have taken a shot. Would have been contested. But takes the assist instead.
Foul on the other end will send City High to the line. As Kennedy is going to go to the bench. Foul will be on Matt Burst. That'll be his fourth. And City High will bring in Nate Whelan, Not sure who's wearing Nate's jersey tonight. Conrad Donnelly is in for City High. And also in is Gonzalo Alaguas Duarte. You were waiting for me to say that name, weren't you?
Better you than me, Mr. Unas.
Free throw no good. Ryan King into the game for the Kennedy Cougars. Isaiah Harris is in, number 31. As also into the game is Jake Olenzak for the Cougars. With under 2 minutes to play, Malik Haynes into the game as well for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Over to Olenzak. He'll try it for three. That curls out no good. Rebound, City High. Minute 40 to play. Pass inside. Leaner on the right block won't go. And it tipped around. And here's Foley out of there with it. And I think we're going to get a timeout to get some subs in. Carter Crawl will come in. Colin Weevil will come in as well for the Cougars. Foley will get a big hand.
Number 20.
Minute 28 to play.
32 for the Little Hawks.
As Kennedy will win their fourth straight to close out the year.
Get the win on the home floor. Last chance these seniors get to play here.
Haynes fouled on the pull-up.
I got another score to pass along your way. A final, Cedar Falls 69, Prairie 50. That is a final. That was up at Cedar Falls.
Eight in a row now for the Tigers. Free throw in and out. No good for Haynes.
In for King, number 31, Isaiah Harris.
Harris will come in for King as Kennedy right now just rotating some of the subs. Free throw good. King tried to get back in, but he's got to let a couple seconds go off the clock first. Haynes hits one out of two. Kennedy's going to win their 10th. City High will fall to 12-9 on the year. Still a minute 10 to play. And there's a foul on Crawl.
Cougar player number.
And that will send City High to the line with Cole Cotton.
Second in for the Cougars, number 35.
It'll be a 1-1.
That's always fun, Scott, on your final home game of the season. You can get everybody in there, get a chance to get out on the floor.
1-1, free throw no good, and Olenzak fouled. He'll have a chance to score here. He'll go to the free throw line. Cotton picked up the foul. By the way, the sophomore game tonight, the finale for those boys. City High wins at 66-47.
In the sophomore league, Iowa City West finished undefeated, 20-0, with their victory over Dubuque Hempstead tonight. So good basketball still coming at Iowa City West.
Yeah, I got a feeling it's not going to fall down a whole lot for the Trojans. Olenzak gets the free throw to go. And Dad likes that. Lon's on the bench. Thought that was pretty cool. He's the sophomore head coach. 80-53. Now in under a minute to play. The high-low dump pass inside and a kick out. Up front to Cotton. No one wants to take the shot when they're open. They get it inside to Duarte and he scores.
Nice little touch that time up over the front of the rim.
80-55. 40 seconds to play. We'll talk to John McCowan coming on the post game. You and I, we had already shot twice by the time this was done. Pass inside, kick. Olenzak will come back in.
Difference there, though, Scott. You would have probably been 2-for-2, and I would have been 0-2.
Right now, Kennedy's got 6 on the court. And Carter Crawl will come out. Cougars inbound with 25 seconds to play. Spin move up top, Haynes. Gets it over to Harris with 18 seconds to play. Outside, there's Haynes for a three. That's in and out, no good. Harris with the rebound, shovels it to Weeble, gets it. The senior, Colin Weeble with the field goal, and it's 82-55. 1 second to play, and that will do it. Very impressive win tonight for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. They shot the lights out from three-point land, and the Cougars get the 82-55 victory over the Little Hawks of Iowa City, City High. And we'll come back to wrap it up and get to the postgame after this 90-second break. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball on KGYM.
This is Kathy Bachmeyer from Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home. We increase the warranties 5 years above the male manufacturer. The resistance warranties, the wear warranties, the stain warranties. It's fabulous. And the next step is even more outstanding, which is the beautiful guarantee. Basically, if you come in and you buy a product, whether it is carpet, whether it is hardwood, if it's part of our Carpet One program, we guarantee you that we will come and take that floor out, replace it with a like product, move your furniture, do whatever needs to be done at no cost to you if for any reason you are not happy with it. Then that's pretty outstanding. There isn't anyone else out there that is going to do that and can stand behind their warranties and their products the way that Carpet One does. Bachmeyer Carpet One Floor and Home, across from Tyson's on Highway 6 in Coralville.
The girls' tournament trail continues Friday night with a Class 1A regional semifinal right here on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unash. Join Steve Dozier and me this Friday night at 6:45 for the pregame as the number 3 rated Springville Orioles host the Sigourney Savages. With the win, the Orioles will be one victory away from making it back to the state tournament. They face an upset-minded team from Sigourney looking to pull the stunner. That's girls' 1A regional semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Sigourney at number 3 Springville. Friday night at 6:45 at 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM.
Back with you from Cedar Rapids Kennedy on the postgame show as the Kennedy Cougars close out the regular season with a home court victory, 82-55 over the Little Hawks of Iowa City High. as they deny City High the chance to win an outright championship anyway in the Mississippi Valley Conference, Mississippi Division. And you're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1600 AM and 107.5 FM, KGYM Cedar Rapids. And this was a very, very good and a very impressive performance by the Kennedy Cougars tonight.
Yeah, there's nothing that Coach McCowan, I'm sure he can find one or two things that he wants to improve on there, but he's got to feel very, very good about this victory here tonight. Started off, City High kind of came out and punched him in the nose a little bit and got after him. Had the lead there, and at halftime, Kennedy had pushed it to a seven-point lead. And the boy, and then that third quarter, they just came out and were all over City High. Outscored them 22-7 in the third quarter, and that's really what blew things wide open.
Kennedy now closes out the regular season at 10-11, and 8-8. They finished 500, and they just picked the wrong division to be in the wrong year this year, unfortunately, because the Cougars would have finished a third in the Mississippi division, but they're going to finish looks like sixth or tied for fifth in the Valley division.
Well, and good time now for Kennedy to be making this run here. Four wins to end the regular season. They had some other close ones out there too. You know, you look at some of the games that they lost. Cedar Rapids, Washington, the first time Wash beat them. I think it was a four-point win for Cedar Rapids, Washington, and a couple other games in there that were kind of 50-50 ball games. Iowa City West, down at Iowa City West, was an overtime game down there for them, and you throw a couple of them in the win columns for the Cougars, and all of a sudden, you know, they're at a 12 or 13 win season, and instead of that 9-10 win season.
Let's take a look at the final scoring for the victorious Kennedy Cougars tonight. Four and double figures, two starters and two bench players. Kennedy led tonight by Michael Bassinius, the team in game high, 18 points on the evening. Bassinius with 4 3-point goals to go along with his 3 2-point goals and 18 points. Also in double figures, it's Drake Brewster with 16 points. Brewster tonight, 6-7 from the free throw line, a couple of threes thrown in there as well. Off the bench, Derek Diggins with 11 and Sean Beyer with 11 tonight. And Beyer did most of his damage in the first half, and he ended up with a total of 11. 9 points tonight off the bench for Jackson Foley. 3 out of 4 from three-point land for the 5'5 sophomore. He did a terrific job tonight for the Cougars. Nick Deere off the bench with 5. Matt Burst with 4. Adam Wall and Derek Gerling, along with Colin Weeble, all with 2 points apiece. And Jake Olenzak with a free throw for his point for Kennedy. For the City High Little Hawks, they end the year regular season at 12-9, 9-7 in conference play. 3 in double figures, make it 4 in double figures. They were led by Niall Ringen tonight, the senior with 14 points. He had all 4 of City High's 3-pointers in the contest. 11 for Micah Martin, all in the first half. Did not play a whole lot in the second half of this one. 11 for Charles Johnson off the bench. Jason Jones had 5 field goals and 10 points. 5 points for Nave Smith, but he went out with the ankle injury. That's of note in this one. Hopefully he'll be back and ready to go in 8 days when City High takes on either Prairie or Ottumwa. And then 2 points for Henry Mulligan. Came in double figures, and Kennedy did a really nice job holding him down to 2 points in the ball game. Turnovers, City High 9 unofficially. Kennedy with only 6 in the game unofficially. How about this? Bench scoring tonight, 40-11. Kennedy got 40 points off their bench in this one tonight in the victory. Free throws, Kennedy was 19-22. City High only 5 out of 9, and Kennedy with 11 made threes to only 4 for the City High Little Hawks in this one. And throw it over to you for a look at your rebounding numbers.
Well, the reboundings wound up dead even, 25 all for both basketball teams. We'll start with the victorious Kennedy Cougars. The individuals there, Sean Beyer as well as Adam Wall lead the Cougars with 4 rebounds apiece. 3 for Michael Bassinius as well as Derek Diggins. Isaiah Harris, Nicholas Deer, Matthew Burst, each with one rebound, and Drake Brewster and Jackson Foley contributing two rebounds. 11 offensive, 14 defensive for Kennedy. For City High, four rebounds, Micah Martin. All of those coming in the first half of play, though. No rebounds in the second half, so good job by Kennedy in limiting him getting to the glass. Three rebounds apiece for Henry Mulligan as well as Jason Jones. Charles Johnson off the bench with three rebounds. Naheem Smith, Niall Ringing, and Gabriel Nakumu with two rebounds. And our mystery player that we don't know the name had one rebound out there for City High. 11 offensive, 14 defense, a total of 25. So for Kennedy, really, that's kind of a win in that department because they gave up a lot of size on the interior where they were able to match up with City High on the glass.
Yep, and Kennedy with the victory. And if you're City High, you got to get Smith healthy. That's thing number one because this is a different City High. Nothing against Henry Mulligan and being the point guard, but he's much better as the guy that can shoot it off the dribble, off the penetration. If you're City High, if you're going to make a move into the playoffs, into the tournament, try to knock off West for the second time, you got to get Smith back healthy.
Well, and you said it in the pregame, Scott, where Smith was, his statistics are pretty impressive, about 5.5 assists a ball game. Turnovers, you know, he's at 41, I think, on the year. For as much as he handled the ball, that's a pretty phenomenal number throughout 20 ball games. He only had 41, so a little over two turnovers a game there. And plus steals. He does so many things. And then the intangibles, just his leadership out there and his ability to keep the team calm, collected, and focused. Yeah, if you're Coach Showalter, you got to get him going out there because he sets the table and sets the plate for everybody else.
Going to get a word from head coach John McCowan here after this Kennedy victory tonight as the Cougars shoot the lights out and win it 82-55. And you'd probably like to see this game continue right on to Monday night, wouldn't you?
Right, yeah. You know, you want to play well in your last outing, but our whole focus has been in February. How are we going to play in February? And we played really well, except we had one hiccup there on an inner-city game in February where we didn't play the way we can play. You know, this wasn't really a surprise to anybody in the locker room because this is the stuff we've seen in practice all year. So it's starting to come out. We've been a really good basketball team in February, and we hope to carry that into late February and into March.
Four in a row, five out of six, playing easily your best basketball of the year. You guys shot it well, yes, but you distributed it well, played pretty good defense tonight, hit free throws, didn't turn it over. And I don't know, was this the best game you had of the 21?
Yeah, I mean, it feels like it right now. You know, what I loved was just about every three-point shot we got came off a paint touch. You know, and we knew we could get the ball into the middle of their zone, and we kept a good balance. We never relied on just a three-point shot. You know, we got to the rim off the high post touches. We got offensive rebounds. It just felt like there was a good balance. And then getting to the foul line and knocking them down. You know, 11 three-pointers is only 11 extra points. So, you know, you got to continue to do it in all facets of the game. We got to be able to stretch the defense with the three-point shot. And when you get it to good shooters, and when we have multiple guys that can shoot the ball, that becomes really tough to guard.
Your bench got 40 points tonight. Beyer came in and gave you an immediate burst. Had a tip in, had a couple of field goals. Deer came in. Jackson Foley, three three-pointers. You count on him more to run the show, I know, but he showed he can hit those outside shots.
Yeah, he's a really good shooter, but he puts the time in to be a good shooter. You know, and Sean has been playing really good basketball. Not bad for a guy that hasn't picked up a ball since eighth grade. But his determination and competitiveness, you know, gets us those second and third opportunities that he gets at the rim, and he's starting to really finish too. And we knew by the end of the season Sean was going to be a good basketball player. And Drake Brewster and Derek Diggins led us in assist attempts tonight. And it's just something we stat of who's making their teammates better. And when those guys deliver the ball cleanly to shooters from the middle of the lane, you know, we're really going to score some points and knock down shots.
Well, the third quarter was big for you, not only offensively but defensively. I think you only gave up 7 points in that third quarter, and that's really when you put that separation. Yep. Between you and City High.
Yeah, our biggest talk at halftime was we had to control them on the defensive or on their offensive rebounds. We were hitting in contact, but we weren't winning the contact. You know, it was a sub-state type feel where it was pretty physical inside. And for us to stay athletic on defensive rebounds, you got to win that contact and not get stuck down in 2-4 foot like we did in the first half. Then it just kind of becomes a wrestling match under there. But we did a much better job in the second half of keeping some space and allowing our athleticism to go get clean rebounds. And when our guards get clean rebounds, it's pretty good looking in transition.
Vicinius seems to be the guy. When he shoots it well, you guys usually play pretty well, and that's two in a row now that he's put together.
Well, that's good because when we get him good looks, he really shoots it well. There hasn't been a night that he hasn't when we get him clean looks around the three-point line. You know, when he has to do a lot of work himself to get the three-point looks, you know, he'll struggle a little bit. But Mike's added another dimension to his game and where he attacks the rim, and he's got a nice little 8 to 10 foot pull-up jumper. So if you run him off the line, you better stay with him too. So, you know, that makes him really tough to guard. And then he passes the ball well too. You know, he had a couple assist attempts in there when they did bring help over.
Well, you got a couple days to get ready. You got to turn around and play Waterloo West once again after beating them on Tuesday. And I don't know, is that good, bad, or does it even matter?
At this point, it doesn't matter. You know, we're going to know a lot about them. They're going to know a lot about us. There's a lot of familiarity because we just did play them. So it makes the scout a little bit easier when you talk about the guys. And we have a great feel for Monday. You know, we played well at times, but we didn't put 32 minutes together like we did tonight. And that's the only thing we talked about before the game was, let's find a way to put 30 or 32 minutes together of a game and just stay solid all the way through it. And tonight was one of the first nights it felt like it all year. It took all 21 to get us there. But, you know, you'll take it going into tournaments. It was a long process with these guys, but they grew together the whole year. And we're the team we always thought we were going to be, you know, ready for the second season.
Well, you're the team in your sub-state. Yeah, you got two top 10 teams there. Cedar Falls won again tonight. They're playing outstanding. Linmar's playing really well. But you guys aren't going to back down from anybody, I know, if you get the opportunity.
That's right. We have one to worry about Monday, and that's the best part about this time of year is you don't have to look forward. You don't have to worry about the scouts ahead of time. I like playing, you know, our conference schools because I like watching film when we're playing them. I think it gives us an advantage because we play so differently on the defensive side. And, you know, we can watch all 21 games of Waterloo West, but our film is going to talk to us so much more about how they're going to handle the switching and the attacking on the defensive side and some of our press stuff. So that in all three teams, we got some film on of us playing them. So, you know, we feel good about the postseason right now.
Sounds good. Well, best of luck coming up next week and a great way to close out the regular season tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.
You bet. Thanks. John McCowan, head coach Kennedy Cougars, as they win it tonight by a score of 82-55 here at home over the City High Little Hawks. And Kennedy will take on Waterloo West in a 4A sub-state quarterfinal coming up on Monday night, and that will be at 6:30 up at Waterloo East. And the winner of that game, of that 4-5 game, will take on Cedar Falls next Friday night, a week from tomorrow night, and that will be at the Cedar Falls Gym.
Alan, you said it all earlier, Scott, where the fact that Kennedy's playing very, very well, they're going to be a tough out there, and that's going to be a fun sub-state to keep an eye on.
Some other scores. We did not get a Wallert Xavier final, or did you find one?
No, I have not.
Wash
yet.
Beat Senior tonight. How about that? 53-51 up at Dubuque. Good win for the Washington Warriors to close things out in this regular season. Last term score we got was Wallert quite a bit ahead of the Xavier Saints. We will attempt to get a final on that one. You're perusing, as they say.
Trying to get those scores for us, Scott.
As go through there, and if you do find it, we will get it. So there you go. Regina boys were a winner tonight. They came from behind to beat Durant at Durant. So Regina will play next Tuesday. They will take on Wilton down at Muscatine. Wallert beat Xavier 68-56. So it will be City High getting a division championship. They'll share it with Xavier, both at 9-7 in the Mississippi division. So
congratulations to both the Saints and Little Hawks in that accomplishment.
And City High gets a bye, and they will get ready for either Prairie or Ottumwa a week from tomorrow night, hopefully with a healthy Namesmith.
Yeah, we wish him the best, Scott, going forward. Quick recovery for him.
How about Minnesota beating Maryland tonight? Two in a row.
Minnesota 1-13 now?
Yes, and that is the worst loss for anybody in the Big Ten.
There you go.
And I'm not sure where that game was at, but...
Minnesota.
It was in Minnesota, yeah. It's not easy winning on the road in any conference, no matter what the level is. And, Phil, it went quickly, didn't it, the old regular season?
It did. It just seemed like we got her going not too long ago, and we've seen a lot of good basketball this year, and I'm sure we're going to be set to see a lot more as this postseason gets going.
Yeah, our boys basketball postseason coverage begins on Monday night. We will be at Prairie for the doubleheader. Game one, the third meeting between Wash and Jeff. And Jefferson's playing extremely well right now, and Wash got a win tonight. You just throw everything out anyway when it's Wash Jeff, especially when it's the third meeting.
Yeah, it is. And they're going to be fired up to go at each other in that contest. And, you know, they won't, it's do or die this time of year, Scott.
Yep, and that'll be a 6:15 start time for that one. That'll be on 107.5 FM, followed on 107.5 FM on Monday night by the Prairie Hawks and the Ottumwa Bulldogs, both those on 107.5. 106.3 FM, not exactly sure where we're going to be at on Monday. Could have the Regina girls in a final in 2A, regional final. City High and West both have the night off that night, so we will let you know where we will be at. Tomorrow night, though, we got girls basketball. It'll be regional semifinal action. 1600 AM and 107.5 FM listeners, 6:45. We'll be at Springville. Steve Dozier will join me from Makovic Gym tomorrow night, as Springville will host the Sigourney Savages tomorrow evening. And then 106.3 FM, it'll be Iowa City Regina hosting Sumner Fredericksburg tomorrow night. That will also be at 6:45. And then more action on Saturday night. We've got a couple of 5A regional semifinals for you, both at 6:45. 107.5 FM, it'll be Prairie at Linmar for their third encounter this year. And then on 106.3 FM, it'll be Cedar Rapids Jefferson at Iowa City West to take on the Trojans. So a lot of basketball coming up in the next 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Keep that voice healthy, Scott.
We will try. All right, Phil, we'll see you Monday night.
All right, looking forward to it.
It's going to wrap things up here tonight for the Kennedy Gym. Big thanks to Aaron Stecker, who had a very busy day. He was down at the state wrestling tournament earlier on today. A lot of local winners. Kennedy went 5-0 today in the first round. They're in the top 10. Prairie's in the top 10 as well. So congratulations to all the local wrestlers who won today. Big thanks for his help to Zach Johnson back in our studio. And, of course, thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. A big thanks to everybody for tuning into the broadcast as well. For Phil Dunn, I'm Scott Unash saying so long. Hope you enjoyed it. And the final score of this Mississippi Valley Conference boys regular season finale tonight, it was Cedar Rapids Kennedy over Iowa City High. The Cougars 82, the Little Hawks 55. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM. And for Phil Dunn, I'm Scott Unash saying so long from Cedar Rapids Kennedy.